What are the clinical situations, if any, where you might suspect that the patient has an MSI tumor? I've heard whiffs of things about the phenotype being differently. I mean, can you kind of predict who might have it?
Right, and I think there are some hints. Actually, I think we probably overappreciated our ability to clinically sniff these out in years past. The phenotype, as you describe, is kind of right-sided tumors, perhaps a little more female predominance, perhaps a little older. That tends to be more of the sporadic MSI-high. And then, of course, the hereditary syndromes, the really young patients who have a colon or endometrial cancer history in their family, or it's their second primary, for example. But I think what we've also found is that when we try to apply that kind of clinical sniff test to find an MSI-high, we miss a lot of patients. And now that we're doing universal testing, which is now recommended by ASCO and CAP and all the major guidelines, this idea that just everyone should be tested and don't rely too much on your ability clinically to detect and pick these patients out.